From NPR News, it's All Things Considered. I'm Linda Wertheimer.
And I'm Robert Siegel. Taliban officials say at least 175 Afghan villagers have been killed by U.S. airstrikes near the eastern city of Jalalabad. There has been no independent confirmation of the reported deaths, but Taliban authorities said they were planning to take a small group of Western journalists to the scene. NPR's Rob Gifford joins us now from the Pakistani town of Peshawar near the Afghan border. Rob, what exactly do we know about these reported civilian casualties? When and where did they supposedly happen?
Well, so far we only know about this from Taliban reports. They say that 2 days ago, a U.S. missile hit a village right near the border between Pakistan and Afghanistan, a village called Karam. And this is near the main city of Jalalabad, which has been one of the main areas that U.S. and British planes have been attacking. As you say, we don't have any independent confirmation that this has happened, but the Taliban say up to 200 people were killed by this missile attack. Around this area, it's known that Osama bin Laden and his lieutenants had many of their training camps. So it's definitely one of the prime areas of attack, and it's not inconceivable at all that this could have happened. I've been talking to refugees who've been coming over the border in the last couple of days, and several have said to me that they know of civilians who have been killed since the airstrikes began last Sunday night.
Now, on to events in Pakistan. There were predictions of serious anti-American and anti-British demonstrations today after Friday prayers. Were there such protests?
There were some protests, but compared to the protests earlier in the week, they were much more muted and much less violent. And the reason for that is that General Pervez Musharraf, the president of Pakistan, has really put his security forces out onto the streets of the cities of Pakistan and really made a show of force. And he's made it perfectly clear that he's not going to stand for any of the violence that we saw on Monday, the first day after the airstrikes in Afghanistan. And I think people were warned in the days leading up to Friday today, and I think they have largely heeded the warnings. We've seen the sort of ritual burning of the effigy of President Bush and the usual chants of death to America, death to Bush. But generally speaking, compared to earlier in the week, it's been much more low-key.
Now, I understand that there's also been a flurry of meetings in Peshawar and elsewhere in Pakistan. Among Afghans who are opposed to the Taliban and who are trying to reach some kind of consensus on a government to succeed the Taliban, what can you tell us about those meetings?
That's right. It's very interesting. Peshawar is a fascinating city. It's always been on the front line of Afghanistan's dealing with the outside world. And of course, as we've seen from the demonstrations, there are a lot of pro-Taliban people here. But there are a lot of exiles from the Taliban's Afghanistan as well. And I was talking to one of them today. He's a former Mujahideen commander. He fought against the Russians. He's trying to put together, with several other people like him, a sort of coalition that can work under the leadership of the exiled king, and they're talking very much about unity and new alliances and the peace that they want to bring to Afghanistan. But I have to say, in speaking with this guy today, it rapidly became clear how difficult this is going to be, because as he gave me his long talk about peace and unity, I said, well, so that means you're going to be cooperating with the Northern Alliance. And he immediately shot back. He said, no, never. We will never cooperate with those people. So here again, we see Afghan politics raising its ugly head, and really the curse of Afghan politics of the last 20, 25 years, of the inability of all the different ethnic groups to work together.
Thank you, Rob.
Thanks, Robert.
NPR's Rob Gifford speaking to us from Peshawar in Pakistan.